Our devotion today is based upon Jesus' words in Luke chapter 15. We're told, "Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear Jesus, but the Pharisees and teachers of the law muttered, 'This man welcomes sinners and eats with them.' Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, 'Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep.' I tell you that in the same way, there is more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent." There are times in a teenager's life when they maybe wander away from what their parents would want, and maybe even run away from home. Sometimes they wander off with other people, possibly dangerous people. I've seen times when parents have pursued their children. Their love for them makes them go after them. And that child on their heart is of a greater concern at that moment than even the children who are still at home with them and safe and sound. That's what love does. Love truly seeks out people even when they're really in trouble and really in need. Jesus uses that imagery to describe himself and how he seeks out the lost sheep who have a tendency to wander away from him and into places of great danger. Notice that he even does this to what he says are the worst of sinners. In this setting, the Pharisees and teachers of the law that are sitting with Jesus notice that he is welcoming tax collectors and sinners, those who are considered the lowest in their society. And yet Christ has a passionate heart for them, to want to reach them and seek after them. My father used to always say, "There are going to be some real surprises in heaven." That's probably going to be the case. There are times when Christ, through his word and the gospel, can reach people's hearts in ways that we never would have expected, and maybe somebody who we never would have expected. But notice the joy that this gives to the good shepherd when he finds those sheep. We're told, when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. He calls his friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." When the gospel reaches someone's heart and they're brought back to faith in Christ, that gives joy to God. It gives joy in heaven. We're told that the angels in heaven rejoice over this. Isn't that wonderful to think that when God has reached your heart and mine through the gospel, causing us to repent of our sins and believe in Jesus, that caused heaven to break into joy and song? That's really quite an amazing thing. So Christ calls out to all of us, and that voice comes into our ears, and it goes down into our hearts and causes us to realize our sin, causes us to realize the places where we've wandered away from God. And we recognize in that voice his love and his deep concern for us, calling us back to himself. So that little thing that takes place inside of our hearts and in our consciences that we call repentance is something the world can't see. It's something that probably nobody else can see in the whole world. And yet when that takes place, the Holy Spirit is touching our hearts with God's word and causing us to come back to this forgiving and loving Savior who wants us to rejoin him and his church. How grateful we should be to God for sending us his Son, and also a Son, the Son of God, who has such a seeking love for lost souls like us. Let's have a prayer as we close. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for seeking the lost sheep in this world. I thank you today for seeking me out in my life and speaking to me in words of repentance for my many sins. I thank you for comforting me with the wonderful message of Christ my Savior. Help me always to stay by his side as I look forward to my time in heaven. We pray this all in Christ's saving name. Amen. May God truly bless your day.